We're doing the Sfat Tamim, and the Chafetz Chaim in the footnote is now quoting from the work Shem Olam. And he says, if we think about it, we'll notice that the pages of the Gemara are plastering our walls. V'chein dapei ha-mishnayot, and the pages of Mishnah, la-kisot ha-yifim va-shulchanot ha-naim, they're plastering the beautiful seats and tables. V'chein kol ha-halachot she-batorah pusin al b'gadeinu ha-yifim, all the different halachos of the Torah are spread on our nice clothing, va-b'gadim ha-yifim shel anshei biteinu, and the clothing of the people in our family. What does he mean to say? He means to say, instead of learning, you spend time acquiring all these other things. And don't think I'm just saying allegories. I'll prove it to you. The Midrash says on Mishle, when a person comes to be judged in heaven, they ask him about everything. They start asking you, did you learn Tanakh? Did you learn Mishnah? Did you learn Talmud? Did you learn Halacha? Yeah.
What does it mean when a person is asking heaven, when we die?
When a person passes away. So if they're going to ask us about everything, then obviously they gave us the capacity to cover that. They wouldn't be asking us about things that we never could have done. Now, if a person looks at himself, if he does some introspection in life, the person will realize, I didn't learn that much Tanakh. I didn't learn that much Mishnah. I didn't learn that much Halacha. And even if he knows a little, you ask a person, how much of this did you cover? How much of the Shas? The person says, a few pages. I want to go on a tangent for 1 second. I have to tell you a phenomenal story from last night. I boarded the bus, totally wiped after we finished learning. I ended up making a much later bus than intended, right? I left here at 10:15, so I got home past midnight last night. So I boarded the bus, and I felt like my mind was so fizzled I couldn't concentrate on any learning. I said, okay, I'll catch up on sleep on the way back. Much to my charging, a second later, a neighbor of mine boards the bus and says, the seat next to you available? So what am I supposed to say? It's available. Okay. So I get up and there went my nap. I don't have a safer, and now it would be rude to take out a safer. So we start talking, and he tells me he's learning. So I haven't yet calmed down from what he told me. He has a new job. He works as a guard. And he realized that there's a lot of Talmud he hasn't yet covered. So in his position as a guard, they give him a lot of time to read. There are the hours when they want him outside looking, and then there are the hours where they just want him sitting there, and they're fine with his reading and learning. And he started telling me how many pages of Shas he's already covered. And he started discussing with me what he learned, and I was blown away. I said, wow, what a beautiful thought. The man's of retirement age. He used to have a different job. He realized he doesn't have the strength for it anymore. He took a simpler job of working as a guard, and now he's covering the Shas. That. So we sometimes, you know, gave me insight a little bit on what a person can accomplish when you think he's over, you know. He's too tired to work. Yeah.
If he is 90 years old, and he will live another 30 years old, for what reason he learned? When he practiced it? When he teach others, for what reason he learned? For himself?
We have a mitzvah to learn. We always have a mitzvah to learn. There's a mitzvah to learn. The biggest mitzvah in Torah is to learn Torah. Now, if you think about it, you can't have people performing Torah without people learning Torah. It goes hand in hand. But if you remember, on Thursday night, we should really expand on this. Why is learning Torah such a big mitzvah? But that's up to you. V'chen b'mishnayot. This is another thing that guys don't think about. Learning Mishnah is also learning Torah. Sometimes people say, I can't learn. I don't have a Rebbe. But you could learn Mishnah. V'chen b'midrash. Medrash is also learning Torah. Did you guys cover the Medrash says? That's easy reading. You could know the Midrashim on every parasha. It's written for children. So if a person takes an accounting and he looks back and says, okay, I'm 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 119 years old. And he looks back and says, why didn't I cover all of this? Where is life gone? Where is all his strength? Where has the time gone? Yimtza shechlif ta shas shelo, or realize that he exchanged the shas bedirana shel kama chadarim for an apartment, for a nice house with many rooms. V'chein ha-mishnayot v'alachot, he exchanged the Mishnah and the laws. Hechlif bevgadim yafim lo l'chol anshei beto b'chol yimei chayav. He exchanged them for nicer clothing for him and his family. Here he says, I'm explaining. Shekochotenu anitanin lanu, we were given strength to attain Torahtenu HaKdosha shebichta v'shebal peh. We were given the capacity to know the Torah. Hemket pusim al haktalim v'hakisot v'chadome. But we've spread that capacity, all those strengths, in the mundane, in the house, in the chairs, in the tables. Okay, well, we'll pick up here Be'ezrat Hashem next time. So, this is food for thought. There's a limited time we were given. I remember in elementary school, the Rebbe once told us, he said, you can never make up time. Commodities come and go. Time just goes. Yeah. Clock's ticking. Yeah.